What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Boom. What's up, everybody? Welcome to a new experiment for the show. I'm going to go through my Instagram Explore and show you. I'm going to show you as like we're going to go through it together and just see what kind of cool shit is Instagram thinks I might like. Yes, the show was inspired by Bert Kreischer's Open Tabs, except for I don't know what I'm going to run into, and I'm not a stand-up comedian. But I think it'd be interesting to see what Instagram thinks I would like. I've tried this episode already. I'm going to release that later as a bonus episode today. I was going to release it before this one, but I'm just going to do this because I screwed up. I found out something very critical, being my first time trying this. Apparently there is, once you click on an image or video, it takes you down a related rabbit hole. So I clicked on the first image that you see, which is, this illustration, kind of anime style. And I couldn't figure out why there were so many anime things. I thought it was just I follow way too many. It's like maybe the people I follow are super into it. So anyway, I'm not going to click on that. I'm just going to click on things that look interesting. I'm going to start with the Joe Rogan video. Joe Rogan's amazing. Check out his podcast. It's one of the most, it's an insane podcast. He's amazing. I don't always agree with him, but he is very amazing. Let's check out this video.
And he didn't have enough energy to exercise.
That's not true. He just didn't do it.
No, I don't believe that.
But when you say he didn't have enough energy to exercise, did he walk around?
Well, yeah, but you can drag yourself through things.
And you can drag yourself through an exercise routine. You can. But you most certainly can. You most certainly can. You don't have to do a lot. You just have to do something. Can you walk to the fucking refrigerator? Yes. Well, you can exercise. You don't have to do anything crazy. Just walk around the block. There's 80-year-old ladies who take yoga with me. They're fucking really old, and they're in there. They're going after it. They could easily say, I don't have the energy to do that. But they don't. It's a mental attitude. They make a decision. But people like to give themselves this excuse. I do not have the energy to do this. Whatever. If you decide that, that's true. But if you watch a motivational video, there's 100 of them on YouTube, thousands even. You go watch one, you'll get fired up. You're like, fuck it, I'm going to jump some rope. You jump some rope, you do something. Just do some push-ups, do something. Do some bodyweight squats. You'll feel better.
It is kind of very easy for somebody that's been in shape his whole life. Like, I agree with Joe Rogan, clearly. It's the logical thing, duh. It's going to be difficult, but getting through the difficult thing pays off. Just when you get out of shape and put on weight, and I haven't even put on weight to the extent of, some people do. And I can't imagine, like, it just hurts. You just, like, fatigue and pain are like two things that you're constantly dealing with. It's horrible being overweight. So it's like coming back from that is exponentially more difficult than whatever Joe Rogan goes through. Even though he puts his body through a ton of stuff, he's like, his body is built. He's like running a muscle car in the gym, where everybody else has like this homemade kit car that's barely holding together, not really street legal, and you put it in the Indy 500, and it's like, well, yeah, it's going to fall apart. It's like there's so much progression that goes into it. You know, it took forever to get that way. It's not like you can just flip a switch and get rid of it. But I agree. It's, tough talk. Whatever. It's very... very easy to have opinions about something that you've literally never gone through yourself. I don't think Joe Rogan's ever been an overweight person. So it's like, and he's a big proponent of people that have actually done stuff. Let's check out this artwork. All right, there we go. Ryan Reynolds and Who's that other guy? What's his name? They're almost like the same person. Fuck, what's his name? Anyway. Quails. There's quails in the desert. I think these are different quails than live in the desert, though. I wish I had a mic stand for this episode. Interiors, I enjoy. Like, this is beautiful to me. I don't think I could live in a space like this, but it, like, it's visually appealing. I wouldn't want to live in that neighborhood. Looks way too small of a neighborhood. Looks like it gets pretty cold in the wintertime. I don't know. Don't know where that's supposed to be. But I like that huge window. Fucking great. Let's see what else here. Stand-up paddle boarding. Shout out to, what's his name? That's horrible to bring up. I can't think, I'm blanking on his name. Know a guy out in LA that paddle boards. Well, used to. I don't know what he's up to. This is great. This is a great episode, Ray. Let's check out this kangaroo. Maybe I should go through it before I do it next time. Not just wing it. The last one was interesting because it was fucking weird. Okay, now it's just going through. Is that all that is? You go from a kangaroo scratching himself to those little animated stills. That's pretty cool. Wow. That must have taken forever to do. That's awesome. These are amazing. Exploring art. Probably another. That's awesome. This little rock stat, that's amazing too. Holy shit. That is awesome too. That's all this is going to be. That is cool. I like that maze looking thing. Leaves. Man, I mean, that's just, you just kind of organize anything in little patterns like that, and it just makes it visually, it just makes your eyeball happy, you know? Just doing kind of patterns and motions that you see in nature. Just like, you find little ways, like stack rocks in a way that's like gorgeous, you know? Stack rocks in a way that looks like little 3D worms are crawling up to the sky. Or some, like, really good set design for Blair Witch 3, you know? Like, this would be amazing set design for, like, a horror movie or the next Kong. Kong Skull Island had some pretty good set design in it. Oh, no. Okay. This is Duke. He enjoys his summer at the St. Peter's Pool. 1510. Could be an Olympic diver. Dogs are so adorable. I would love to see Izzy doing some shit like that. Little photo trick. Cool. That's so cool. I never did ceramics. Never. Once in like middle school, there was an art class and we kind of threw a pot or something like that. I was just never into working with clay. I don't know. And it's just like, I never had like a space to do that. Like, I could never do that at home. All right. That's it. This is cool effect. I've seen this before. All right. So that's it for this. I'm gonna do this more. I enjoyed it. It'll get different. And stuff like that. So this is the Instagram Explore. My name is Ray Taylor. Go up top, inspireddisorder.com for everything that I do. Have a great week. Have a great weekend, everybody. Peace out.